Yeah,
or
but
maybe
it should be
maybe.
saying now the show is on. So shall we, let us start the show because we only have 6 days until the next show.
6 days, 23 hours, 57 minutes, and 54 seconds.
Let's okay. In five, four, three, two, and one. It's Monday, and we're here to do another episode of the Android Buffet Podcast. My co-host Jerry is a little tired today, so we're going to talk really fast. We're going to continue the show, we're going to speed it up, and afterwards we're going to slow it down.
And if you're using Presto to accelerate your listening, that was probably completely unintelligible.
Yes, we are going to talk Android today, Jerry. How has your week been?
You know, I've been using... I finally plunk down the $5 or $6 or $18, however much Presto is, to accelerate my listening, because I'm just getting so far behind on my podcast.
Aren't we all?
And after listening to my podcast at that accelerated rate,
yes,
I found that I talk really fast when I come out of the car and I'm talking to my wife or my daughter or somebody else, and I'm talking really, really fast. Until I get that really weird look at from them, and I'm like, oh, I'm talking fast. I'm sorry.
Well, we'll just adopt an appropriate tone for the show. This is, of course, our 80th show, episode 79.
80.
Yes, we've been doing this a long time.
If we did one a show a year, it'd be about time for us to start dying.
I thought you said you were going to postpone that, Jerry.
No, I plan on living forever. And, you know, so far, so good.
Yes. How's your exercise regimen going and your dieting?
I still haven't started doing any exercise.
Well, if you want, I have some great articles that I've bookmarked over the years, like how to exercise like a convict.
According to the guys over at the Lose It subreddit over at Reddit, losing weight is 80% diet, and I have... consistently been staying under my 1,200 calorie a day limit.
You only get 1,200 calories?
I've got a long ways to go.
Well, I had a metabolic test, and they told me I needed more than that.
And I'm sure that if I had one, they'd tell me the same thing, but screw them.
Well, no, that's where you breathe into a mask, and they determine what your resting metabolic rate is. So exactly how much, when you're not doing anything, your body should be burning.
Wow. I have to get me one of them.
Well, I tell you to go to the place I went to, but I think there's probably one closer.
One would hope.
Yeah, but
you know, interestingly, you know where my wife was last night?
Where?
Queens.
Really? And she didn't stop by?
No, she didn't. She didn't even think about it. She went up to New Jersey last week.
So she was here for the snow.
Yeah,
there's only a little of it.
And since she flew into LaGuardia. She's got a friend in Queens, and she stayed with them last night.
LaGuardia is in Queens.
So she was in Queens last night.
Yes, and if she's flying out of any of the airports in the New York area, she has a 1 out of 3 chance of flying out of an airport that happens to be in Queens.
Wow.
Well, it depends on whether or not you extend your drone. If you consider Stewart Airport in Newburgh to be a New York area airport, I think it's a bit far afield, but if you just go with Newark, JFK, and LaGuardia, 2 out of 3 of those are in Queens.
Hmm.
And Murph, if you happen to see Jerry's wife, since you are in New Jersey, say hi, since she didn't say
hi
to
me. No, she's back down here now.
Oh, she's back down. I didn't realize.
Yeah, she was. She caught the plane from LaGuardia back to Jack's today.
Okay, well, I'll have to try that plane one of these days.
Yes, you should. It only takes a couple hours.
Well, I'm flying out on Wednesday. I'm going to be flying out of LaGuardia down to Florida.
Yeah, but you're going to slingshot right past me, aren't you?
I'll wave. You know, I'll have the live TV channel on JetBlue on, and I'll see when we're over Jacksonville, I'll make sure to wave.
And that was the airline she flew, was JetBlue.
Yeah, well.
Okay, but back
actually, wait a minute. That's impossible. She flew out of Jacksonville? Or she flew out of Orlando?
JetBlue flights from LaGuardia to Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a JetBlue hub.
Actually, no. They fly out of Kennedy to Jacksonville. They don't fly out of LaGuardia. Out of LaGuardia, they only fly to Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm. They don't have enough slots there.
Oh, well, so what then is... She flew out of JFK.
Yep. That's their hub.
Okay.
They're big at Kennedy.
I'm looking at her ticket now, and yeah, it is JFK.
Well, I know this because I prefer to fly out of LaGuardia. I know which routes they fly out of there. They only have three of them. Easy to remember. Anyway.
Okay, so last week I was at 298.
Yes.
I'm at 298 today.
Okay, well, I had my weigh and measure today. I have that periodically with the same people who did my... And we believe at my place of exercise that it is not your weight that is the sole determiner of your health. So I am happy to report that while my weight remained rather stable, my other dimensions altered.
So your body fat went down, your percentage-wise.
Yes, my waist decreased.
That's excellent.
And apparently my shoulders got bigger.
And excellent.
So
however,
I'm going...
when you're 300 pounds... weight is an excellent measure.
Yes, but I'm going to say that while I am overweight, I am going to say, despite the fact that I did not lose any actual weight, I am going to declare this a victory.
I would concur.
Okay.
Oh, I would be happy.
And by the way, before I forget, I heard before I came on that apparently while I was at work today, Google decided that they're going to do something about pseudonyms.
Yeah, but not in a way that'll make you happy.
Well, they don't care. Just call me George.
Yeah, you still have to have your real name on there, but it's like you can also have a subtitle.
Okay, well, I'll put a subtitle.
Your pseudonym will be a subtitle, and as time goes on, your subtitle will become more and more prominent until your pseudonym is your title, your name, and your real name is like a subtitle, or at least that's the way I understood it.
Okay, well, at some point I'll have to handle that. I haven't actually done anything with the George Garreau account since I changed it. Oh, Murph says he's the perfect weight for 7 feet 6 inches.
That's hilarious.
Well, don't get me started.
I wonder what height I'm the perfect height for.
Well, just don't get me started on the fallacy of the body mass index, because I could go on about that for a while.
You know, at my height, the very top of the, quote, acceptable range is 178 pounds. And that just seems like...
That's why I prefer personalized service.
At 178 pounds. I couldn't... Wow. I would be so skinny.
Well, as Murph will attest, I'm overweight. He's met me. He's seen me. I'll admit it.
I think... Well...
I sit in a chair all day. I work at a computer. I admit it. I need to get off my computer and do more things, which is why I can be proud that maybe if I'm not doing as well at the gym as I'd like to, I'm actually going to the gym, which is an accomplishment.
Which is better than I'm doing.
Yes. Well, you're welcome to take my advice. Move. Take a walk.
That's
like
kind
walk.
Of the whole... Yeah. I recently bought my very first Kindle book.
Congratulations.
Even though I don't have a Kindle. I've got a computer, I've got an Android phone, I've got the Nook Color, so...
That was the first app I installed on the Nook Color.
Yeah. You really don't need a Kindle to read Kindle books. And it was Starting Strength. It's, the beginner's weightlifting. Goes into the theory and the mechanics and such, and I'm currently reading it.
Well, I would say start with your aerobic exercise, your walking, your running... things that get your heart rate up. Weightlifting does have a benefit, but most experts agree that anything with a cardio component is probably good for you. And you live in a fairly temperate place, so you could take a walk around the block. Right now, it's better than it was yesterday, but... You know.
My wife and I just had a conversation not an hour ago about going and buying a couple of bikes so that she and I could go riding together.
Oh, I hate bikes.
She does not need to lose weight, but she is extremely supportive of my struggle.
People who don't need to lose weight enjoy biking. But I'm going to go to a place in Florida that I've been to before, and I'm going to take a walk. Hollywood Beach.
Yeah?
I'm going to go there and walk on the boardwalk. It's on the agenda.
Now, how close is that to Daytona?
Not very.
Like, what, 3 hours south?
I think so. I haven't driven that in a long time. Not since that unfortunate incident with my mother at Disney World.
Daytona has got a really nice boardwalk to go walking on as well. Yeah. Maybe not, you know, this time of year, but...
Well, I wouldn't necessarily drive that far just to walk. It's a 20-minute drive over to the Hollywood Boardwalk. So we drive over. This is the last time I did it was a year ago, which was the last time I was in Florida. And we walk on the boardwalk until we run out of boardwalk. We stop at one of the local restaurants and eat. And it's a nice day for all. Perhaps I will take pictures with my Android device, which of course will be with me, as it always is with me. Speaking of which, I will be following up my previous blog post that I'm sure all of you read because you read Gadget Wisdom about whether or not your tablet can be your primary computer by only taking the Transformer with me and seeing what my observations are. I previously did this with the Note Color, but this has Honeycomb, so it may be a new world.
Wow.
Yes, we'll see what I can accomplish. Can I write a blog post? Which I never tried.
Oh, I'm sure you can write a blog post, but
no, I never tried.
Can you write code?
I think you could. To be honest, I've never tried to write a blog post on the Note Color. But the keyboard, admittedly, on the Transformer is superior.
Is it really?
Well, bear in mind, I have the keyboard dock. With the Note Color, I had that little mini Bluetooth keyboard.
Well, that's cheating.
That's not cheating. Look at what, if you read the article that I wrote, I referenced Harry McCracken of the Technologizer, who has an iPad and a Zag Folio case, which is the same basic concept.
Oh, see, I was thinking writing a post with, you know, using like a...
The on-screen keyboard?
Yeah.
I don't have that kind of time.
All right.
Anyway, on that
you
note...
You know, I was... Oh, speaking of the Transformer Prime, you know, I've been... Okay, we've talked, and I really want a Transformer Prime. I think I'd be happier with the next version of the Transformer Prime that, you know...
The GPS works on?
The higher resolution screen.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't find a Transformer Prime for sale except on eBay for a gazillion dollars, right?
Yes.
Okay, so I found this website, or I was reading something somewhere, and it mentioned this website called nowinstock.net.
That sounds like a good website if you want to know if something is in stock.
And you can sign up for an account and tell it notify you whenever anything that you want is in stock. And it monitors like Amazon and Best Buy and all the B&H photos and a whole bunch of places. And as soon as it shows up as in stock, it'll send you a tweet or an SMS or an email saying, hey, they've got it in stock, so that you can, you know, jump to it. And they cover cameras and lenses and toys and computers. And
so is the Transformer Prime in stock somewhere?
It is in stock. Oh, Newegg's got it in stock as of like a minute ago.
Okay, well, do you want to take a moment? I'll talk about Android and you can go order one.
Tiger Direct's got it in stock. Best Buy's got it in stock. At 64 gig and the 32 gig.
Are you going to do it, Jerry? No. The chat room is encouraging you. Murph, tell him you should buy a Transformer.
You know, I've got the money in my PayPal account, at least for the 32 gig.
It's very tempting, Jerry. I'm holding my Transformer right now. I'm caressing its case. And I hear that the Prime has a more an aluminum case. This is a plastic one. Feels very good, Jerry. I'm sure the new one feels even better.
Oh, I'm sure.
Do you hear that noise?
I wonder when they're going to get ICS on it.
That's the sound of me caressing. Well, actually, the Prime already has ICS.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does.
No, what?
Of course it does. They announced it. They put it on during CES. The original Transformer doesn't have ICS yet, but it will within the month. Probably mid-February. But the Prime definitely has ICS. That tempt you, Jerry?
Well, no. Because I'm not going to spend the money on electronics. I'm going to spend the money on a bike.
How about one of those ones built for two?
That will take all the... No, not no.
Okay. Just remember to make sure you get a bike that accommodates your size. I remonder I rented a bike once, and It was too short for my legs. Not even talking about the other part. Shall we get to some mobile news?
Oh, are we here to talk about mobile stuff?
Do you want to hear about my decision to buy a new slow cooker?
What are you slow cooking?
Well, bear in mind that I work until 9 many nights, so I want to cook more meals of a more involved nature. So my current slow cooker has 3 settings: low, high, and warm. So I want to get... at the time that I bought it about a year and a half ago, that was fine for me. But because of my new lifestyle, I need one that has a digital timer built in so that it won't burn down my house in the middle of the day. So I put in some meat this morning, and it was ready tonight, but I only did that by adding a lot of extra water, which means that my meat was a bit liquidy. So if I want to expand my range of cooking ability, then what I need is a slow cooker that has an offsetting. So after 6 to 8 hours, it would turn itself down from, let's say, slow to warm.
Right.
So that isn't too expensive. This is disturbing. Oh, there it is.
What?
No, I was using my transformer to read the show notes, and the transformer wasn't turning on.
That would be disturbing.
Yeah. Well. Sorry, you know, I have one of those encryption passwords on it, so whenever the screen turns off, I suddenly have to re-enter the password. Really have to write ASUS and ask if they can have, like, a 5-minute timeout for that. Because I understand encryption, but I don't want it to happen every time the screen blanks. I'd like that.
Isn't there a... Now, I know maybe this is a sense thing, but you can tell it when the screen turns off. Don't require a pin unless the screen's been off for so many seconds or minutes.
Well, see, the problem is it has to do with the encryption. I think it's a setting here. Well, we have configure lock screen. So my lock screen is secured with a pin, which is required, but it doesn't... there's no setting for lock screen immediately after... Here we are. There's a setting for lock screen immediately after 5 seconds. Let's set it for 5 minutes and see what happens.
Immediately after 5 seconds? That's kind of funny.
Yeah, well, no, we have immediately, 5 seconds, 15... It was set for 5 seconds. The first setting is immediately. Let's give it a minute. That's probably about right. So let's see what happens this time.
Okay.
Nope, still locks. So it's set to the encryption. You win some, you lose some. I'd rather be safe, I guess. Anyway, let's talk about some mobile news.
You know, I wonder, could you use something like Tasker so that when you're at home, it turns off that little extra security setting?
Because of the encryption, I think it won't, but I may go and look in some forums and see what other people have done. I'm sure I'm not the only one who thinks that immediately is a bit tricked. Let's see.
I have my lock screen turned completely off. It never...
Yeah, but this is because of the encryption settings. So I want the thing to lock because I take it out of the house.
I understand.
And it's a tablet. Anyway, let's get to some news. China is set to surpass 1 billion mobile connections. Yay, China. The EU Commission is set...
I am just curious. What is the current population of China? 1.3 billion.
Okay, so only 0.3 billion to go and the whole country will be mobilized. Wonder what they do about spectrum.
Wow. Right?
Yep.
Wow. Because, you know, in some heavily populated places like, you know, Shanghai or Hong Kong, that's probably a pretty big issue. You know, Tokyo, where, you know, people are stacked up so much, where the buildings are all really tall. I bet that's a considerable problem.
Jerry?
Yes?
Tokyo isn't in China.
I know, but it's a densely populated area.
Okay, so it was a comparison. Okay.
Yes.
Just want to make sure. The EU Commission is set to rule on Motorola Google on February 13th. Not much to say about that, just worth knowing, because after that, that's pretty much the two big regulatory hurdles. The U.S.
Have they already passed the U.S.?
Yes, they have. Smartphone purchases are up big in quarter 4, 2011. Android had the biggest percentage of the market. In December, 91% of smartphone acquisitions were Android or iOS, according to your enemies at Nielsen. Sprint is pushing its wireless...
What else is there?
Windows Mobile, RIM, Symbian. Okay, nobody takes Symbian seriously. But there's Windows Mobile and RIM.
Alright, whatever.
Anyway, let's see. Sprint,
nobody takes them seriously.
Sprint is pushing its wireless network for smart grid technologies. So soon Sprint could be the wireless network on which your power meter is communicating. I thought that was sort of interesting. I want my power meter to communicate. I don't understand why people want their thermostats to communicate with them.
I want to be able to watch a chart of how much electricity is being used in my house on, like, day-by-day basis. Or not, I mean, like, a minute-by-minute basis. You know, so I could, you know, I could be on my mobile watching the chart and turn on my computer and see how much the electricity usage goes up.
I'm told my water meter can do that. They networked my water meter last season.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't have access to that account online. Well, it's a building water meter. We don't have individual ones, so I just happened to be there when they installed it. So there's a little box on the side of the house that communicates via a mesh network.
Yeah.
And I'm told you can go online and watch your water meter go up. Of course, being as I don't have access to the water meter account, I just go to the garage and watch the water meter go up. Isn't that exciting? It started at zero, and I watched it go up for the first day before it got boring. But I'd love to do that with my power.
Our electricity is just a spin, or our water is just a spinning number. So yeah.
you'd have to
watch really carefully to determine changes in velocity.
That's odd. I don't know why it's spinning so fast. You must use a lot of water. There's
I don't know. Three women in the house. I go through about 6,000 gallons a month.
But in the morning, I see it spin. But in the middle of the day, it doesn't move that much.
True.
Getting into some Android-related news, we'll move a little closer. Nokia's CEO is still talking about Android fragmentation. He commented that they don't want fragmentation being introduced into Windows Phone because they are beginning to see how in a certain other ecosystem that fragmentation becomes a problem.
I know. They're talking about Apple and iOS, right?
It has fragmentation. Not quite as much. But when you only release one product, you're not going to have as big a fragmentation problem. When you're releasing dozens of products, does that surprise you that there might be a difference between them?
Right.
Oh, the horror. I just tend to agree with Schmidt. He's decided to phrase it positively. Eric Schmidt, the chairman of the board of Google, I believe, still. Android is not about fragmentation. It's about differentiation. Differentiation is positive. So anyone can change the interface as long as it doesn't break the apps.
Yeah, where was I reading? Oh, did we talk about it last week, that there is no such thing as Android, only Android compatible?
Yes, we did. I don't know if it was last week, but we did talk about that. And other news, I want to know what a made-for-Android headphone is.
I don't know.
They have an app, apparently, that controls volume and equalization. But I don't know if I would pay extra money to have a set of headphones that could communicate better with my phone.
The other option is that they communicate worse.
Do they need communication? It's audio gets sent to the headphones. The headphones provide that audio. Do I need to have headphones that are aware and able to communicate directly with my phone?
And do you need an app to control the volume?
Well, apparently this controls more than the volume, but I'll just say, I have an app to control the volume. It's called the volume control.
Right.
I even have equalization in various apps.
Now, inline control or inline remotes would be nice.
Yeah, but the question is, do you need it built in? If you want an inline remote, do you need a headphone that can communicate with your phone, or do you just need, let's say, one that has one of those buttons that the phone can receive?
I don't think the inline remotes are standard by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, there are those the buttons that are used for cell phones where you can communicate that way. You know, long presses, short presses. Play, pause, and they can do that with a standard headphone jack now without needing a special program.
Really? Wow.
I've seen that being done. Moving along, Security-Enhanced Android was released by the NSA, which is based on SE Linux, which uses context in addition to traditional user permissions to limit damage done by flawed or malicious apps. So as a Fedora user, I spend a lot of time with SE Linux, since it's built in by default. So it's based on the idea that your web server isn't allowed to talk to other things because it doesn't have the right context. So it can't even touch those things even if it gets the right permissions. So there's a limited version, essentially, that the NSA has released for Android, which means not only is the Department of Defense talking about it, but you have the NSA releasing their code, which could be at some point incorporated into the AOSP. I assume as an optional add-on, but you never know.
Wow.
And it's at least the Linux version is based on a security policy. And as time has gone on, the security policy has gotten better. When they first started adding it to Fedora, every 5 minutes it would set off an alert. But, you know, as the most common Android programs were distributed with policies configured for them.
Right.
I forget when... I remember when the last time I had an alert was. When I tried to symlink a directory from somewhere else on my drive into the web server directory so that it could be served. The web server didn't like that. I fixed it, though. But wrong context. Anyway, Pantech may be the next to sign a licensing deal for Android with Microsoft. So Microsoft's at 70% of the Android market. I guess they're going for 71. Samsung is working towards all-day battery life in 2012. I don't know why this is news, apparently. So isn't everybody working on better battery life?
No. One could take a look at our current series of telephones, and it is clearly obvious that battery life is not a priority.
I thought it was. It's just they keep...
Being smaller and thinner and lighter and brighter and bigger screens are the priority.
Over battery, but I don't think they're giving up on battery because they're just saying that battery life is sacrificed by putting in all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to mitigate it. Anyway,
I'm just saying it has not been a priority.
Samsung says in 2012 it will be a priority for them. Open NFC stack is now available for Android 4.0 to make NFC hardware easy to use for OEMs. This is actually very good because Google only supports one set of hardware for NFC, so this allows additional pieces of hardware to be used, which means more providers may put in NFC chips.
Which would be nice.
Very good. Steve Wozniak apparently admires many features of Android and thinks some of them are better than iOS. This is apparently news. One guy likes Android. Admittedly, this is news he's a co-creator of Apple. But
yeah, it's Steve.
Yeah, but he didn't have anything to do with the iPhone.
It's Woz.
Yeah, I have tremendous respect for the man.
Absolutely.
I don't know anybody who doesn't have tremendous respect for the man. Admittedly, I've disagreed with him a few times over the years, at least in some of the things he said, but I think he was worthy of my respect. Oracle claims they believe Google earns $10 million a day in annual revenue from activations of Android. Good to know. Google doesn't seem to affirm this. However, the Linux Foundation is trying to bring Android drivers back into the Linux mainline distribution. Sounds like a worthy effort.
Mm-hmm.
Moving into some app news. Photo Calendar was released. It's a photo gallery app which organizes all of your photos according to the date they were taken. I think that's a good idea.
Sure.
Okay.
Not a new concept, but on the phone, I have not seen it.
Well, the stock Motorola app does it, but it doesn't do it in an intuitive way. But it depends on how you want your pictures to be displayed. If you want your pictures to be displayed in chronological order, which many people do, I think this is a nice idea. It's a new one. They've said it will be getting new features later. Umail, which got into a bit of a spit with T-Mobile, partnered with Let's Talk to preload its visual voicemail app onto select phones. Can I have a yay?
Yay!
The official Wikipedia app was released. They actually released it to time with their blackout during the whole SOPA thing.
I think we can be fairly certain that our congressmen were not using Android phones.
That would demonstrate that they actually understood how to use Android phones. Most of our congressmen have demonstrated they don't understand very much. I just heard an interesting story about Rand Paul.
Yeah?
Apparently he got into a little incident at an airport earlier today.
Wait a minute. About who?
Rand Paul.
I don't know that person.
Ron Paul's son.
Okay.
Guy, presidential candidate.
Okay, also Ron Paul I know who is.
His son.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Apparently he refused a pat-down and was temporarily detained. That's going to be an interesting story tomorrow, I assume, when all the papers get a hold of it. All the online news media are already talking about it. Anyway, Airbnb released a Android app, so if you happen to want to turn your home into a bed and breakfast, you can now shop for that sort of thing on your phone. So if you're in a strange city and you happen to want to look for people's homes that you could potentially stay in as if they were bed and breakfasts, you would now have an app for that. I don't know about you, but that makes me uncomfortable.
one.
Do you want to have a complete stranger stay in your house, even if they're paying you money? And in this scenario, you're not there, by the way.
It happens. It's one way to see the world cheaply.
I know.
Home swaps.
I'm just saying it makes me nervous to let complete strangers into my place. If it wasn't a complete stranger, that would be different. But if it wasn't a complete stranger, I wouldn't need a website. And we have another guest in the chat room. Dennis Young. Or is it Jung? I don't want to mispronounce. And hello, Dennis. Thank you for joining us. Texty for Android was launched, which is yet another cross-platform messaging app. I think we have a bit too many of those.
You think?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'll just stick to Google Voice.
I don't know. My, you know, I said last week my wife got an Android app, right? Or an Android phone.
We're very pleased.
Did I mention that last week?
We're very pleased with her, though.
And we have been using WhatsApp. You know, kind of like WhatsApp, but
yes.
WhatsApp. That's what we've been using to go back and forth. And it's really, you know, works really nicely. Nice clean interface. Does, you know, pictures and such.
I will just stick with Google Voice, my app of choice. TurboTax Snap Tax for Android was updated for the 2011 tax season.
About time.
So now you can do your taxes with your Android phone, partially.
By taking a picture of your W-2.
Where's my W-2? I think I just got it in the mail. Better talk to my accountant.
I know, I got mine from like both of my workplaces. I got those both on the same day. I wasn't expecting them until middle of February.
Oh, they're getting better this year. I found out I actually have to go fill out some paperwork from my company that the state of New York mandates, apparently, saying that I know what my salary is. Apparently, there's actually a Fair Work Wages Act that got passed over the last year, so every business has to have each employee sign annually that they know what their salary is and what they're paid for any overtime, etc. Should be interesting. The official NBC app was released. And apparently full episodes are coming soon. And Dennis, right. And he's identified it, it is J as in Jam.
Jam.
So Dennis Jung has said WhatsApp is great. A few other things. I don't want to keep you too long, Jerry. I know that you're tired today. I decided that I would put in some interesting stories that I came across. How to buy and test a third-party battery for Android. Because I just bought some generic third-party batteries for Android, so it seemed like an appropriate topic. I actually took some to Italy. I kept handing them to my mother. That woman uses her batteries. So when we came back from Italy and she went to Florida, she made off with some of my spare batteries, so I bought some more. I actually just shipped her an external battery charger because she keeps running out of batteries, even with an extra battery. I don't think this will help anymore, but at least she can't say I didn't try to help her. And then, of course, if you have a touchscreen gadget, you should know how to hold your touchscreen gadget correctly and avoid repetitive stress injury. So I included an article for those of you who are interested, the proper way to hold your tablet or other smart device to ensure that you do not end up with a repetitive stress injury. And Jerry, I knew you wouldn't have time for a developer's corner, so I gave you one.
You're so sweet.
I try to help.
Want more in-app sales? Well, according to GigaOM, the first thing to do is build loyalty. And after they're loyal, then they're more willing to give you money for, you know, extra Smartberries.
Yes. Well, that's not the only type of in-app sale. But essentially, if you want people to spend money with you, you need to make sure that they're loyal to your brand.
Yep.
And engaged. Are you engaged? Amazon. Users, are you engaged? Because I want to engage you.
Sorry.
What? Shouldn't we not engage our listeners? We love listeners.
Yep.
Listeners are good. But as I said, we are going to have a shorter than normal episode because Jerry has been working very hard.
Sorry, folks.
I've been working hard too, but Jerry's been working even harder. I don't want people to think that I've been slacking off.
No.
Yes. And as I said, on my trip over this long weekend that I'm taking, I'm going to be using my tablet exclusively, so I plan on seeing about word processing apps and other things to see how much I miss not having a computer during this trip. And on the way back, I'm flying Delta. So I'm going to be up in the air with my go-go Wi-Fi.
Well,
Jerry, in that case, when I'm over Jacksonville, I can tweet you.
That would be cool. Send me your flight number so that, you know, I can put it into the flight track and know exactly when you're right over me.
Okay.
And I can walk outside, look up, and wave.
I have to actually look up my flight number. I have a directory for things like that in my Gmail account. Or actually, excuse me, a label. I still say directory, but... And I have to go in and probably print boarding passes and all that. LaGuardia doesn't have mobile boarding passes for JetBlue, I believe.
Why not? It's just a barcode.
Well, they have to have the scanners set up. I think you have to do something with the TSA for that.
Yeah.
The last time...
I just figured that the TSA would be the bottleneck for that, because at the gate, it's just a barcode scanner.
Yeah, so... that's a thing. It is the TSA. When I was at LaGuardia a few months ago and I flew U.S. Airways, which does have mobile scanning, that was when I went to the Southeast Linux Fest and saw Murph. And what they did, and I still think it's stupid, they scanned my barcode there, they checked it, and then they handed me a piece of paper, like a laminated piece of paper that said mobile on it.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, I had to carry around this piece of paper saying that somebody had checked my boarding pass. How did I get to them if somebody didn't check my boarding pass? And for those of you who joined us late, I am going to Florida because my parents and grandparents spend the winter down there, and I'm going to take a long weekend.
Because they're smart. Well, they follow the geese.
And my week, I'm taking a long weekend in honor of Christmas.
Speaking of geese, I saw something interesting today.
What did you see today, Jerry?
I saw geese flying west.
They must be going somewhere nice.
I guess. I'm just wondering where they came from. Because you can't go a whole lot east from here.
Well, maybe they were visiting the coast.
Maybe.
Maybe that, you know, they were flying south and they took a turn.
Maybe.
Anyway, look at that. I didn't realize this was still on my desk.
I didn't either.
It's an admission ticket for the Museo Ebraico di Venezia.
Sounds like something for the Vatican.
No. The Jewish Museum of Venice. What's under that? I'm sorry, I need to clean my desk. Ooh, it's a napkin from a cafe in Florence, established 1939. I really have to clean my desk. Sorry, it just sort of fell off something. Anyway, on that note, Murph is going to Arizona. And Jerry, you love Florida.
I do love Florida.
Yes.
You know why? Because it's not even the end of January, and we were in the mid-80s today.
Well, I hope the weather is that nice when I'm down there. You'll be hearing from me, Jerry, because I will... One of the things that Honeycomb has that my gingerbread phone doesn't have is Google Talk can have multiple accounts logged in at the same time.
Yeah.
My problem is that my phone is linked to the first account that I ever signed up with, which is where all the apps are, which is a Gmail account, and I talk to you on a Google Apps account. I suppose I could enable Trillion or something. But...
That's what I use.
Yeah, I know, but I've been using Google Talk for simplicity.
Yeah, and if you don't have a Windows machine, then Trillion loses a lot of its awesomeness.
But I still do have a copy of Trillion. I did buy it, since I like Trillion too. But I've downscaled. I stopped turning on my copy of AOL Instant Messenger for the three people who still use it. I use the Google Talk to AOL Instant Messenger gateway to talk to them on there. That's disturbing. My microphone is so sensitive, it's picking up my stomach. Sorry, I just heard my stomach in the headphones. Anyway.
Okay.
Weird thoughts. I'm going to suggest that we table early a little. I'm sorry to disappoint everybody, but Jerry, I know you're operating on only 2 hours of sleep.
And many days.
Yes. But we care about
you. So I'm going to go to bed now.
Yes. And Jerry, if you need to sleep, tell me. I could always try to soldier on with a replacement host. Although so far nobody has volunteered for the position. And I don't want to replace you since I care for you deeply.
No, dude. No. You're not getting rid of me that easy.
I don't want to get rid of you. That's what I'm saying. I want you to get your sleep.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody sing, "We love you, Jerry. Oh, yes, we do. We don't love anyone as much as you. When you're not podcasting, we're blue. Come on, oh, Jerry, we love you." Yes. Okay, now I'm going to be sued by somebody there.
Oh, that was funny.
Really? You're a big fan of Bye Bye Birdie?
I never heard of it.
It was a musical.
Oh.
Where that happens to be from. Anyway, that, Murph says no singing, I assume, not no signing. But that brings us to the end of our program. Let's just go over a few things. You can find us on our Google Plus page, operated by Jerry Jones.
Hi.
Yeah, maybe we should get our number one fan access as a manager, because he's been advertising the show for free. Maybe we should get him access to the page.
I would think that would be awesome.
I'll have to propose that and send him an invitation to become a manager of the Android Buffet page on Google+. You can also find us on Twitter, at Android Buffet. You can find me on Twitter, at Gadget Wisdom. You can find my writings at gadgetwisdom.com, or occasionally over on Android Buffet and various other places. You can find Jerry at Jerry_Jones on Twitter, or jerry.jones@gmail.com, should you wish to find him, or on Google+, at +JerryJones. Beyond that, you can email us at podcast@androidbuffet.com. You can send us a voicemail at 12012Wenica, or you can just attach it to an email. We haven't had a voicemail in such a long time. What happened to the door-to-door geek on that? Although, in his defense, I forgot to send him a voicemail.
Haha.
Well, I'm 3 weeks behind on some of my podcasts, so I'll get to it, I promise. I'm going on vacation. I'll try to catch up on all my podcasting. Although it's a 3-day weekend, it's not exactly a lengthy vacation, and I'm going to be walking on beaches and such. It's a big and exciting week. I'm going to walk to breakfast every day. Or in the case of the beach, I'm going to walk around breakfast. Anyway, we'd like to see you back here next week. We record every Monday at 10. If you'd like to donate something to us, you can use our tip page on the website. We accept PayPal, and I still have to set up that subscription thing when I have some time. And, of course, Amazon gift cards. Jerry, did you ever spend your Amazon gift card?
I have not.
Well,
I don't even... Unless...
Down payment on a transformer? Buy
I'm
yourself...
I'm just wondering if I have it.
I know I forwarded it to you.
You did? I'm just...
You're hurting our patrons' feelings here.
You know, I wonder what email address you sent them to.
I only know one email address of yours.
Well, it's not in there.
Okay, you want me to check my back email? I know I sent it to you. You said you acknowledged receipt at the time.
I did.
I'm sorry. Next time you get an Amazon gift card, you should apply it to your account immediately. And then when you buy something, you can just spend it. Anyway, that brings us to the end of our program. We love to hear from you, and next week we'll be back. I will report on, I'll also try to blog on it. I will report on how the Transformer feels as my only device while on my trip. Well, except for my mobile phone, of course, but as my own, not bringing a laptop computer. And to all of you who didn't tune in this week, where were you? Why weren't you here? We want to see you. You could be like Murph and Dennis Jung and many other people who show up some weeks and don't show up other weeks, but we like to see you. We miss you. Jerry, do you have any final thoughts before we say goodnight?
Good night. That sounds nice.
Good night. Sleep tight. And don't let the androids bite.
Yuck, yuck.
Yuck, yuck, too.